This is the second part to last week's episode where we talked a little bit about kindergarten, being a good student, snack time, nap time, the whole shebang. This week, we're going to start off with a little bit of the drama between Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez and what that's all about, and then just go on a whole geek rant. So if you're into that kind of stuff, sit back and enjoy. And if you're not into that kind of stuff, then, I don't know, go to another episode. I don't know. Later.
Devon finally saw a picture of what she looked like. It's a huge downgrade. Josie, what's your thoughts?
In my opinion, because I didn't know nothing about this until, like, what, the other day?
Yep.
It's nonsense. Like, come on now. Act like adults. It's just scary. Let it be.
Well, it's the fact that when I found out that he dated Selena for, like, 8 years, barely knew this other bitch for, like, 2 months, and proposes to her.
The question is, why did he marry her in 2 months? Like,
that's what I'm thinking. That's some people are saying witchcraft. Probably put a spell on his ass.
Hey, I mean, it's possible. It's out there.
Well, okay, wait, Susie, tell me what you...
Isn't her dad someone, like, really, really...
No way.
Because she white.
Wait, what's her actual maiden name?
Speaking facts.
Haley Road... I don't know.
Haley Roadkill?
Oh, no.
Is that really her name, bro?
No.
I mean, from that face, it should be.
Damn.
Anyway,
burn.
Considering how psycho she is, I wouldn't be surprised if someone manages to find this, clip that, and all of a sudden she's trying to attack me.
I feel like she should go to jail.
Hey, Susie, give the breakdown. Like, what is this whole, like, a quick summary of what this whole thing, for people that don't know, like me and Devon before, of Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez. She's already like, do I have to?
Didn't they have this one, like, fucking...
In the mic. In the fucking mic.
God damn it.
Because...
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, continue. Let's quiet down. Go, Susie.
Because Kylie and Haley were talking shit about Selena's weight. Because she gained some weight. And they were body shaming her. And they were talking about that she deserved it, along with Kendall. And then people started going after them. And after that, I guess Selena did something to her eyebrows. And then Kylie and Haley were talking shit about her on FaceTime. And they even posted a picture of them talking on FaceTime, like screenshot.
What the hell? Why do they do this?
God damn.
And it was just like a close up of them like looking at their eyebrows. And Kylie was like, she posted a picture of herself, captioning, "This was an accident." And she put it like over her eyebrows. I feel like it was obvious. And then they tried denying it. They were like, oh, no, like, we weren't talking about her. We didn't even see her post that video. Like,
I was like, dude, that type of shit is obvious.
They were saying, like, oh, it's just mere coincidence or whatever.
There's no such thing as coincidence.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and, like, people were saying, like, nah, that's bullshit. Y'all talking shit about Selena. Y'all bullying her, like, just fat shaming her and shit, just making fun of her. And I don't know. I guess they don't like her, but...
No one likes them.
All because she gained some pounds? Like that.
Dude, she owns that shit, if you've seen
that. Yeah, I've seen a recent picture of her. Like, she, to me, she looks the same as she did in Wizards of Waverly Place. That was, like, the last time I've seen her.
I mean, she's also, like, sick with, what is it, lupus that she has?
Oh, yeah.
She has a disease. I mean.
Oh. But, like, she's still killing it, man.
Yeah,
no, yeah, fine, yeah.
Like, she still has that cooking show, right?
No, that was back in 2020.
Oh, when there was nothing going on in the world?
Mm. Yeah, but when she did that cooking show, Hailey Bieber then came up with her own cooking show on her YouTube channel and basically copied her.
For me, the craziest thing is the fact that Selena Gomez has a sister, Gracie or Grace or something, and she got a little tattoo of a cursive G like below her ear. Freaking Hailey Bieber does the same fucking shit, but she's trying to play it off. Like, no, this is a B. Like, bitch, you can clearly see that. That's a fucking G.
That's a G, man.
That's so creepy. That's, why would you get the same tattoo?
Yeah.
Like, as someone else that, like, you, it has nothing to do with
she
you.
Tattooed a ring that Selena had for Justin or from Justin when they were dating, and she, like, she tattooed that shit on her finger, too.
Ew, that's even creepier.
Exactly, dude. Like, why the fuck do it? And like, how Devon was saying when we were out there eating sushi. There's actual people like this in the world.
Yes, there is. It's crazy. It's disgusting.
Like when Susie sent me a video, this of a woman breaking it down. She mentioned that it gives her vibes of this one movie called, I'm pretty sure it's called Single White Woman, and in that a woman puts out an ad saying she's looking for a roommate who has to be single, white, and a woman, obviously.
Why does she have to be white?
I don't know. That's her ad, and she finds someone. That woman moves in, and over the course of the movie, this woman is just changing her appearance, like cutting her hair differently, dyeing her hair, just to look like the woman she's living with now. Mm. Like, could you imagine if someone was so obsessed with you in some sort of way that they changed their style up to look like you?
Yeah, that would be creepy. I don't know how.
Yeah, I think she's just very obsessed with Selena Gomez, and she's trying to be just like her.
Like, even like people only know her because she's married to Justin Bieber. Like, what the fuck does she do?
She don't got no talent, if you think about
it.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't even know who she was until
recently. Like, that's the only reason why she's known, is because she's Justin Bieber's wife.
Oh, okay, so she's just a nobody, okay.
Basically, wow. But, like, it's crazy because, like, she also, like, Selena used to be friends with Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner, and now she's friends with them, which is kind of weird.
It's psychotic.
That just sounds like they're like really jealous of her.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Like, Selena Gomez is out here killing it no matter what she does. And these two, like, even like that eyebrow thing, like, she failed and people were still like, yeah, I mean, you pull it off. Like, they were supporting her.
Yeah.
Like, good for her having a solid fan base like that. My name Devon mentioning Wizards of Waverly Place. Yeah, damn.
Bro, that was the last time I actually seen Selena Gomez.
Fuck, dude, that was like a long ass time ago.
Devon's been off the grid, bro. What you mean? I mean, look, for reference, okay, so me, Jesus, and Devon, right, we all went to the same middle school. But after middle school, that was literally the last time, at least I can say, I saw Devon. And
yeah, basically.
And that was 2008, 2009. I didn't even know how close this man lives to me. and when I found out, I was like, well, what the fuck? We're fucking hanging out now.
All these years. All these fucking right years, you've just
been basically right around the corner.
He's been hiding.
Shit. I hide in plain sight.
He's been hiding from Jason.
He's been killing bosses. Literally. You can tell that, like, anytime Jesus tries, like, goes to pick him up and he takes a while, he's like, he said he's handling a boss right now.
Like, boy, if you don't, like, put that game down.
Jesus, wait. Because he needs to kill this boss.
I was playing Wulong Fallen Dynasty today. I was just, you know, I just started playing and started learning, and man, I was getting my ass handed to me.
So obviously he couldn't stop.
Until I finally succeeded.
Here's what I'll always say, is that the GameCube was probably the best system I've ever owned.
I 100% agree. 100% agree. GameCube is amazing.
The GameCube boomers
was fucking insane. Jesus and I would always play any wrestling game he had, even if it wasn't even a direct wrestling game, because he had one called Crush Hour.
Oh.
It was basically monster truck rallies with wrestlers. That's like the Undertaker. If you were playing as the Undertaker, he had a motorcycle, nah? Were all trucks?
I don't remember.
But they were all trucks based on the people you could shoot missiles and. And like bombs and shit crash into that people. It was fucking amazing.
Actually amazing.
No, it's like we had hours of fun on that shit. But the biggest laughs we ever had were in Day of Reckoning 2. So, Devon, you ever played this game? WWE Day of Reckoning 2?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jesus and I wanted to... Was it a four-way or a tag team match, Jesus?
I think it was a tag team match or something like
that. Okay, so Jesus, we had a tag team ladder match, right? Because we always thought after middle school, we were going to become the next, like, best tag team. We actually were planning on going to try out for the WWE. Obviously, as you can see, it played out well. But anyway, so ladder match. We were both our own characters, I think, right? We picked our own people. Mm-hmm. And the funniest thing, we died.
I thought I picked Triple H, no?
Oh, then who was I? Undertaker?
I think you were Undertaker.
Okay, so we picked our favorite wrestlers at the time. And I'm climbing up the ladder, right? And even though we were on a team, Jesus every now and then would knock the ladder out under my feet because he just thought it was funny, which it was. But it wasn't until one moment where I'm literally almost grabbing the belt. He knocks down the ladder, and I fall in slow motion. Like, everything is going normal, and I'm moonwalking down. We had to pause the game because we were laughing so hard. We thought, what the hell just fucking happened?
He didn't, like, he didn't even fall gracefully.
I didn't. I mean, it was like...
He didn't even fall. He was just graceful the entire time. Like,
not even the entire time. It was like halfway down, I was graceful. The other half, I finally fell normal. It was like, ooh, bam. I saw, what the hell happened?
You knocked him off the moon.
Or one time, okay, so, or like,
It looked goofy.
Oh, it was hilarious. You ever have a glitch like that happen, Devon? A funny ass glitch?
Oh, man. I've had like so many, because I play so many games, like,
what's one that stands out like right away? It doesn't have to be the funniest or your favorite or whatever. Just you think of a glitch, this is the one that pops in your head.
Okay, so it's probably when I was playing the Avengers game.
Okay.
Because I used to love that game till it died. I was playing the store, and I didn't realize that one of the glitches, if you throw his hammer and then you try to fly towards his hammer, he will fly endlessly off the map.
What the fuck?
He literally flies to infinity because we was I was with a random group.
Mm-hmm.
We was fighting a boss. I think it was Winter Soldier, not Winter Soldier. I think it was like an AIM boss or something. We was going at, and I'd recently just been grinding with Thor because I was like, all right, let me play Thor because I've been playing Hulk all the time and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, all right. So right as the boss is about to die, I throw my hammer. I was like, all right, I'm about to fly towards it. Get this thunder AOE damage in, and we gonna call it a day. Second I fly towards it, I fly through the boss, through the ground, just endlessly. And I was like, all right, so I'm assuming I broke the game. So I was like, all right, so I'll give it a minute. 10 minutes go by, and I'm still falling endlessly.
What the hell?
My team, they beat the boss already.
But
they,
wondering where the hell you went?
Exactly, and I'm telling, I'm like, I'm falling endlessly, like, what the fuck? And then, so I wait another 15 minutes to see what happens.
Still falling?
I'm still fucking falling, and then I finally fucking die. I was like, bro. And then when I respawn by myself and with bots. And
said, fuck this guy.
And the boss was full health again. I was like, oh my God. And this
he said,
was
let me do that again.
And this was a high rep boss, so I couldn't do it by myself.
That's fucking hilarious.
Bro, it was crazy.
There was supposedly a glitch in the Mario 64 game, wasn't there? There was a way for you to break the main door so you can, like, basically phase through it or some shit.
Yes.
And you can finally get to Bowser without getting all those damn stars.
Yes.
I thought, no fucking way,
like,
bro.
I wish I knew that as a kid.
Hey, Susan, like, what about you? Any glitch besides my floatingness come up to mind?
I can't even think of anything right now. Like,
did you ever have to deal with glitches like that for your games?
Yes. Like, I just can't think of them right now. I don't know.
You're not in that state of mind.
I can't remember it.
Oh,
I remember playing a lot of Battlefield, though. I know that has a ton
of
glitches.
I love Battlefield, but I can't play Battlefield because you want to know why? Because it's the fucking snipers. I give people credit for playing sniper in that game. But yes, when I'm on the ground and I'm running in, boom, I'm like, what the fuck killed me?
Dude, have you ever played Battlefield?
There's a dude 2,000 feet away sniping me. No, I was like, how the fuck did you see that far?
No, but I've never played Battlefield. But I do remember throughout high school, right? Whenever you and I actually had a chance to hang out outside of school, there was not every time. I'm not going to say every time. But there was a moment where just randomly, at least I remember randomly, you were talking about how you never understood how people say Call of Duty was better than Battlefield. Because mm-hmm. You said Battlefield was more realistic.
Dude, they had big, fucking huge maps.
Microphone plays.
Yeah, the maps was huge. Yeah,
dude, these maps were enormous. One of my favorite maps is one where you get, like, dropped on, like you drop from an airplane or something, and you're, like, in this, like, little island, and there's, like, there's boats that you can use, like, like ships, like, speed ships and shit.
Yeah.
And, oh, fuck, dude, it is so fucking awesome. Like, there's tanks, there's all sorts of shit that you can just, like... I think there's also helicopters.
I would assume there should be.
Yeah, there's like helicopters, jets. I give people like credit in that for one map. Jets.
Devon, would you agree that Battlefield is more realistic than Call of Duty?
Well, yeah, obviously. Okay. The game is good. Like, come on now. You throw a grenade at the building and it hits the building goes down with it.
Yes.
You can't do that in Call of Duty. You can't. Like, that shit's amazing.
You can, like, decimate, like, entire buildings.
Like, even if you're in the tank, you can run through the buildings. Like, it's kind of crazy.
True, the stuff that you would feel like should be the norm.
Oh, in Battlefield 4, you can take down, like, a fucking huge skyscraper. And everyone who's on top fucking fighting, like, and
shoot, they fall with it.
They fall and they die.
Unless they're me and I just float down gracefully. I swear to God, I would want to play Day of Reckoning 2 again just to see if we can recreate that moment. You ever try recreating a glitch, Devon?
No, I haven't.
Like, I feel like if you wanted to back then, you could have recreated that Thor glitch every single fucking time.
I'm pretty sure if I boot up the game, it'll still be there.
That's just funny
but
as
the
shit.
Game is dead.
Oh, no, it's never the dead. Up,
so
no!
Yeah, so it can never come back.
So it can never haunt me with those nightmares.
Damn, isn't it crazy that there's games that... we used to play online that you can't even get online to play them anymore.
Like those memes where they say like, oh, like I gotta go, but I'll see you guys online tomorrow. But they're offline for like 4 years. And then they come back that one time and the other dude's still playing, like, he's alive.
Where have you been?
Dude, what happened? You said you had homework. He's like, life hit me hard, bro. But I'm ready to go get that the mission done. Stay frosty. Some bullshit like that. I've seen those memes and I think that's so damn funny. I was never really a big online player. Not because I didn't want to, but because I always wanted to like play with friends, and none of my friends were ever online at the same time I was, and I was like, I don't want to play with strangers. Some of them take it too damn serious.
Exactly.
Little ass kids to telling me to go fuck myself, get off.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure they do that in Fortnite, but I don't
play. That's all that is.
I don't play Fortnite. That's
you and your ugly ass feet. Like, well, fuck off. Probably like, I could probably older
see
than
me
your
in
dad.
Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat.
See me in Mario Sunshine.
Oh my God.
Dude, I love Mario Sunshine. That was my. Okay, so before I get into it, what game for you in whatever system was a game that you didn't really care so much to beat? It was just like your comfort game. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I had 100%.
Uh-huh.
PlayStation 1, it was my first actual game to ever play, was literally Crash Bandicoot CTR.
Nice. Racing.
I will play that thing endlessly. Even though I beat the story, I still play it because there was, like, no online, so I always played with bots. I was always just playing exhibition or just doing a race and shit or doing a tournament or something. I will always just be playing that because I was, like, come on now. I'm in a cart. I can shoot a rocket at you. I can drop a potion behind me. You slip in it. You spin out. I can eat peaches on the way. Like, come on. That game is amazing.
Ooh,
love peaches. That game.
I had
Let's
beaten
talk
Mario's...
about eating these peaches. Like,
I had lost count about how many times I beat Mario Sunshine that it's just... Even now, I...
Mario Sunshine, is that the one where you have that little...
You go to that
The
island.
Water gun, yeah.
The jetpack?
Yeah. Susie had given me
I love
that
game.
Game as part of a like a birthday present. She gave me that game plus a Switch Lite, and I loaded up the game. Mario Sunshine was the first thing, bro. I got so much nostalgia hit on me. I'm like, this game never gets old.
You want to know something? As a kid, not gonna lie, cause nobody knew who Bowser Jr. was, at least for me, cause I was a kid. But when he was Dark Mario, I kid you not, Dark Mario creeped me out.
Because
he was just metal and red eyes, like the And he looked just like Mario. He was just there. Like, he will come up out of the most randomest places, and you will have to chase him. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I kid you not. I will panic sometimes as a kid. I'm like, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? I was like, oh, there he is. I gotta chase him.
My first time playing it, I was so confused because he showed up the first time, right, where you actually had to chase him. And then the music kicked up. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Bro, that music still haunts me.
Oh, hell yeah. Imagine yourself like about to walk in through your door at home and you just hear. Like, there's no. You instantly is like, Mom, I need the water gun. I need the spray bottle. Get your ass over here.
And then when he took Peach, I was like, who is this man?
Yeah, it's like another Mario wants Peach. Here's the thing. Jesus, you remember Sunshine, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember playing it?
Yes, I used to have the game, but like I also used to play it when we would go to McDonald's and they had the fucking game.
Hell oh yeah, goodness, when McDonald's used to be good.
Yes, when McDonald's used to be good.
We'll get into that nostalgia train in a bit, but okay, if you guys remember the story, you remember when Bowser Jr. is revealed, he's Dark Mario, Shadow Mario, whatever you want to call him, and he's talking about. Oh, I got this magical paintbrush. Like an old man in a white coat gave it to me. And then Flood has the same symbol on him. And it's like an old man in a white coat. But they never did anything more with that. I thought, because there was still a lot more story to go through after you find out Bowser Jr.'s plan. And they never again mention the man in the white coat or any plans of a like continuance on him. You know, you remember that?
I'm pretty sure... He died.
Well, yeah, but like you would think they would go more in detail, and like the way Flood made it sound is like, could the dude still be alive? Like maybe Flood was really recent. He just randomly on the island because he knew shit was about to go down.
Now, honestly, if they randomly make Mario Sunshine 2, they would definitely use that.
Like, I am on that, bro.
Like, cause like you literally left out one of the key characters, and we don't know what happened.
Exactly. But then now it's just a pastime for me. Like, I'll load it up again. Like, I was just playing it this morning just to try and collect every single shine sprite. I'm missing, like, one or two. And it's so good. Got all the attachments. You got the speed boost. You got, obviously, the little hover nozzle. And you got the rocket. Oh, it's all good.
My favorite thing to do was literally air spin and shoot my water gun. Yes. Just see the water just spray everywhere.
Now, Jesus, your comfort game.
Man, like, it's so hard for me to think of anything. I'm like, it's just, I'm so blank right now. Blank. I feel like a blank slate.
You are.
You say you need a brainstorm?
Yeah. I need blank. I'm a blank slate.
Devon's got another one rolled up.
Oh shit.
That's probably gonna make him worse.
Will it?
I don't know. I mean, you can't think of anything right now because you took a hit over that first
hold
one,
on,
didn't
hold
you?
Hold on, hold on. All right, this right, got right, the good right. Stuff. Ask it again. Ask it again. I can do this.
All right, Jesus. What was your comfort game, no matter what system, when, like, you know, you passed it already, and you just thought, I'm going to load it up just so I can fuck around.
Oh, Pokemon.
Which Pokemon, though?
Was
it Stadium? Please tell me it was Stadium for the N64. I hit that, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Pokemon Stadium 2.
Oh, I forgot there was a second one. I played the first
the
one.
The second one was amazing. The first one was amazing.
Here's the thing.
The second one was incredible.
I never played it for the stadium battles. I only played the minigames. Mm. Fucking loved the minigames.
I loved everything about it. Like, it was just so good.
And then fucking Pokemon, like Lugia.
Yep.
My favorite Pokemon, by the way.
What
people,
was it?
People don't know.
Damn, what was the name of it?
Fucking off.
It was like...
Like you're talking
X-Gale
about,
or something like that.
Oh, Alpha Nightingale? Nah,
no.
I don't know. I was never Pokemon Stadium was probably literally the one of only two Pokemon games I ever played. It was Pokemon Stadium for the N64 and Pokemon Yellow for the Game Boys.
You had Yellow. I had Pokemon Red, baby.
Oh, I had Red, Blue, and Yellow.
I had Red, Silver, Gold, and. I think that was it.
You know what sucked about my Pokemon Yellow, though? It wouldn't save. So if I wanted to beat the game, I had to go through one sitting.
Hell no.
I literally saved like 10 times in a row thinking like maybe I just got to force it to save. And then I turned it off, took a break, came back, had to start all over again.
It was something like stuck in the little cartridge probably.
I was too young to really troubleshoot that.
You know what else that I loved to play on the GameCube? The Game Boy?
Uh-huh.
Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Ooh. I love. I never had it, but I loved playing it.
Bro, I loved the smaller games. I had one of my favorite games on the Game Boy was a game called BattleBots. Fucking love
BattleBots. That sounds fun,
dude, actually. You just have a certain budget. You enter a tournament. You have to build a robot, and you just like fuck shit up.
Damn, that sounds actually kind of dope. Oh,
it's so
fucking good.
It's so fucking good. I would play the shit out of that. I'd be like, I'm making the baddest bot here. Big ass hammer. I'm gonna do is a flamethrower. What? What'd you say?
The baddest.
Hey. Oh my god. Dude, Nintendo would kill it. I had a Game Boy Advance SP. Had the GameCube. I have a Switch now. I got some Azure. What?
These bitches.
Yeah.
Out the window, maybe.
I just closed the window. Now you tell me.
Open the window. I thought he was going to keep singing. I just closed the window. And now you tell me got a whoop in it.
It's cold outside.
And my nipples are perky. Wait, what?
Oh, what the fuck?
Is that not how the song goes?
Hell no. Oh, shit.
Okay, so
hey,
I...
Hey, yo.
No, wait, I was thinking of the nostalgia train. Do you remember when you were forced to go to the store with your parents? Obviously, hated you didn't want to go there.
I loved doing it.
I hated it.
Oh, I loved
going to the store.
Are you for real? It.
Yes.
Like, you actually like shopping at a young age?
Yes.
You're weird. Anyway,
just like being around people. That's all he had to say.
He hates people.
No, like just like the experience of seeing all these like bright colors and all this other stuff. Like,
were you high as a kid?
No, but imagine
they must be.
Imagine going to a fucking store and then like just randomly, you like it's like a store that sells like sheets or whatever. And like,
they sell sheets.
Okay,
you're feeling on the fucking comforter, and it's like the softest fucking thing you ever fucking felt.
Store manager comes around like, "Ma'am, can you tell your child to not touch his merchandise?"
Look, the only thing I hate about going with my parents to the store was that I couldn't do what I wanted to do. Well, if I wanted something, like it was candy, I went. I was like, "Ooh, can I get this candy?" They both would be like, "No." Then why did you bring me?
Unless it was a store that they knew where they would be able to find you. And for me, it was when...
I didn't want to take care of you.
For me, it was when the stores... Like, obviously, they have demos of video games now. But it was back then when you had to strain your neck because the screen was so high up.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
At like, Walmart?
Yes.
Yeah, at Walmart.
Like, the Walmart when Kmart was a thing. Target. They all had these video games where the screen was just up so high you had to literally strain your neck.
GameStop used to have that too.
And when your parents go shopping, obviously they take about roughly an hour, hour and a half. An hour and a half, if you were the only one playing, of you just staring at the screen. But sometimes there was a kid that
was waiting their turn.
Yeah, they were waiting their turn, and you're just like,
"Hey, you hurry up!" Oh my goodness, now I gotta die.
Yeah, that was the annoying thing. Like you can't let them be. You can't let them take your progress. You're like, if you're gonna play, you're starting from zero. And then they die. Or some kids would actually be dumb and just leave the game like that and be like, fuck. I would quit on purpose. Like, I'm starting from the beginning. What you talking about?
I would hate because, like, when I'm really into it, like, in the game, my parents just show up. All right, it's time to go. Like, no.
And then the kid waiting behind you gets, like, kind of happy because, like, all right, he's finally gone. Like, he's giving you, like, a smug look. He's like, yeah, that's right. Go back. Go get out of here.
I would be so upset, man.
Get on out of here.
I said, like, yeah, that's right. Get on out of here. Your parents say. Like, and the funniest thing, one time that actually happened where a kid tried to give me a smug look. He was about to play, and then his parents came around the corner. He's like, oh, time to go. And I was like, yeah, what's up?
Now who's upset?
Yeah, what's up? Now neither of us got to play. Fuck you. Fuck.
Tried to run there just to put his name
for real.
Like, all right,
I was the last one on here.
Like Adam, time to go home. He's like, but mom, I just waited my turn. Like, time to go.
And then you'd be laughing.
Goes and writes his name and then has to leave.
Like, this was my score. I can prove it. Like, fuck off. I clearly beat all these bosses. My fucking god. I always love those.
I would hate because when McDonald's used to be good. I can't speak today.
I can't wait to hear that back.
Fuck.
Right, go ahead. What?
So at McDonald's, when McDonald's was good, they had the games and stuff, and they would have the good and outrageous games, like, hell out yeah. of the blue, like shit you never even heard of, or shit that's popular, like, oh, they got this game. You would go right in there, but it would suck sometimes because it would be two controllers, but it will suck if it's two people already on there and you can't play.
Or
They had that fucking that Disney skateboarding.
Yes, game. I would love that.
The Toy Story game, no?
Yeah.
No, because you could also be
in the mic, please.
Simba. You could also be Simba.
Yep, Simba.
It was the same game, no? Though.
Yeah, it was the same game. Yeah.
Okay, because I would always go there and I would always be Buzz or Woody just skating around the park. Or, like, obviously, their skate park was going to be Andy's room. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, going around. They had Crash games, the Toy Story Disney skater games. They had freaking Spyro. Remember Spyro?
The purple guy?
Oh, God. When McDonald's had those old school games, that's when it was, like, kids went not even to eat. They only wanted
to play. We went to play because we had a playground. We had a game station. Exactly. And let's not forget, they had the baddest toys.
Oh, they were so amazing.
The baddest toys ever.
And they were so good at advertising them. Now they don't even give a damn.
You want to know something? All those old McDonald's toys now, they are worth pretty penny now.
Oh,
like,
I believe it.
Like, they're collector's items now. Like, they're decent now.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that it always sucked when a game had two controllers, and you wanted to play with a friend or your brother or something that was there, but only one of them would ever work.
Oh, Brand, I'll be so upset.
At the McDonald's closest to us right now, it was literally always only the Disney skater game that would only have one controller working.
Mm-hmm. And I would hate when my brother gets the controller that works too. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, because you memorize which one it was. So, like, if you're the only one that knows, you're good. It's like, oh, I'll be player one, whatever. Yeah, but, oh my God, if you were the last
one. But the thing is, it's normally player one that's broken. Player two was the one that works.
That's because it was like, man, no one's giving love to player two. Everyone wants to be number one. What about number two?
And then the loser kids that's number one, they break the controller. So that's why number two.
You're right. Player one's always ass.
Even though between me and my brother, I was always player one.
You smell like ass.
Oh, shit.
Benefits of being the older sibling.
Benefits of what?
Being the older sibling.
Damn right about that.
All right, guys, so I'm going to cut it off here. We're having a lot of fun remembering all these things that we've forgotten about or haven't talked about in a while. But make sure to tune in next week to see what other stuff we talk about and see how further down this rabbit hole we go. So we'll catch you guys in the next one. Stay safe out there. Peace.